would you like to study at university or college without bankrupting yourself? Whether you're studying in the US or you're studying elsewhere, tuition can cost tens of thousands of pounds. But in the US in particular, tuition can bankrupt you or can cause that you have a really poor start in life just because the loan, the student loan, becomes like a really big financial burden. And that's why Paul Campeau will tell us all about how we can get a better deal on that and how to navigate and plan for this situation so you get a better financial footing in life. And what's so special about Paul is that he's a certified financial planner and is the founding partner at Bridgewise College Planning. And since 2008, he has personally helped over 500 families across the US plan for college without compromising their long-term financial goals. So Paul, tell us more about how can wannabe students study at university without bankrupting themselves.
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah, so great question. Thank you for having me on. We can study at university without bankrupting yourself. There's a number of different ways. It all comes down to three main things, all of which are within choosing the right university and knowing the system. So number one is finding a right culture. So attending a university that the student fits in at, that the students are like them, that they're going to have a great experience at. Number two is to find a college that's a great coursework. We need the right academics to fit with that student and have a successful education. Part of what you'll find is part of why college costs have gotten out of control is a lot of students take 5, 6, 7 years to finish a four-year degree. Right now in the United States, it takes 5.8 years on average to finish a four-year bachelor degree. So we want to make sure that the student is finishing on time. Choosing the right culture fit and choosing the right academic fit are two big parts of that. But the third one, and where most people don't spend a lot of time, especially early in the process, is on the financial fit, finding the right cost of the university. And that's where the financial aid system is somewhat to outsiders. It seems like it's arbitrary. They don't know how it works. They don't know how to get the free money they deserve. They also don't know how to make a financial plan to pay whatever that bill is. And that's what we do to help, is to make sure that students have that plan and have the understanding of the different systems within the financial aid department. So I haven't paid for college out of my pocket, but I have the advantage of helping hundreds of families pay for college and go through this process. So with my team here, we're able to provide that expertise and provide that help to families that are going through that process.
Thank you. Give us an example for those who don't know how it works, how the system works, for example, in the US, and what is the typical amount that a student would need to invest in their education, and what's a better way and what's a better plan or strategy they could implement in order to reduce that cost or to simply plan better so they can pay it off over the long term.
Yeah, so there's a few different strategies we use. So I'm a financial planner by trade. I hate debt. So solving the problem with debt only delays the problem and multiplies it with interest, right? So we create a bigger problem when we use a significant amount of debt to pay for college. Sometimes that's somebody's only hope, right? That's all they have left. They were hoping for scholarships. They were hoping for free money. And we'll talk about how you set yourself up for that. But they didn't get it. And if they don't get it, then the only other alternative, if they don't have savings, is debt or don't go to college. And everybody who's on that path believes that the college path is going to be a place where they will make more money later on. It will lead to their career success and get the education they need to be the foundation of a 30 or 40 year career in most cases. So college, not going to college really isn't an option for these families. So debt is where they end up. So that's what my crusade is against, is let's get rid of college debt. It's a $1 trillion problem here in the US. It's absolutely ridiculous. Most of that debt, and this is one of the big misconceptions, is among the parents of college students, not among the students themselves. So over 65 years old is the leading category of student loan debt growth here in the U.S. And that's a really interesting thing when people are talking about the student loan problem. It absolutely is a huge problem. Most people are thinking those kids in the 20s that are starting their career. But ultimately, especially for undergraduate degrees, that debt burden falls on the parents, not on the students in most cases. And that's where knowing how the parents' financials are set up, there's going to be, it's kind of like doing taxes, right? When you go to file your taxes here in the United States, there's all sorts of deductions, there's all sorts of things that will change how much you end up paying in taxes. And knowing the system or hiring someone who knows the system allows you to qualify for those deductions. So there's certain types of financial accounts that your family can still have assets, they can still have a great amount of wealth for the family. And by knowing the financial aid system, if they make a few tweaks to it, they can pay less for college. So even the College Board, who does a lot of the financial aid work for the universities, says that there's different places like Roth IRAs or IRAs or life insurance or any number of different places where you can hide money off of the financial aid formula. So you don't even have to tell most universities that you have those assets. And that's where we're balancing for most families. College is coming first, and then retirement comes soon after. So I think of a family, her name's Kara, who came into us that had a significant amount of assets. Her husband, unfortunately, had died a few years before she met us. She had a junior in high school. She came in for one of our free college assessments. And after she signed on for our services, we went through the financial plan. We were able to relatively easily reposition those assets off of the financial aid formula. Because she had depended on her husband's income so much, she didn't have a significant income. So her daughter is now going to Boston University, which cost $80,000 to $90,000 per year. They're going for less than $6,000 per year right now, which is something she can afford and still have money left over for the younger sibling. So that's the type of story that if she had just gone in and applied on her own without knowing the system, she would have paid probably somewhere close to that full price tag. But because she leveraged our expertise, she was able to get additional financial aid. And then the financial plan works, right? If we can lower the cost, then the financial plan for college works.
Wow, that's fascinating. Tell us three case studies of one of these students that you've helped where they managed to have massive discounts on their student loans.
Yeah. And we don't want to take much of any in student loans. And we love being able to find a way that between the student and the parent that we can have the bill paid for ahead of time. And there's a number of different strategies we do to do that. So we love a great example is a family. They were originally from Africa, had moved to the United States. Wonderful family. We loved working with them. They came to us with two seniors. So that's grade 12 here in the United States, just before college. And it was in the fall before they had already applied to some schools. So we didn't do our full process with them, but they were just trying to figure out how we're going to pay this bill. And they had two really bright students. One of them actually got moved ahead of grade and was still top of her class. Just two absolutely brilliant girls. Both got into some great universities, but the family's trying to figure out how to pay for that bill. And that's where they had some resources, but not nearly enough to pay for college. They had no plan. They thought they had no money. What we do is we, with our experience, we're able to identify places they didn't think of or that they didn't know of that we can leverage in order to better pay that college bill. So within like 3 or 4 weeks of them having that free college assessment, they had a plan of if you do A, B, and C, you can play for all 4 years for both of their twin girls that were seniors and for the other two kids, that each year by year that college is going to get paid for. They're going to be on to grad school and have money left over for that.
Wow, that is fascinating. Tell us what else you would like one of these students that want to study at universities in the USA to know about the process of getting massive discounts of tens of thousands of pounds of dollars to study in the US.
Yeah, it translates to all currencies, absolutely. So, knowing the system is a big one. So, if you just look at most students are going to apply anywhere between 8 to sometimes even 15 or 20 universities. And that's what a lot of families who don't know what they're going to get in financial aid will apply to so many different universities just to see where they get into and see where they can get financial aid at. Our system kind of narrows that down because we can predict ahead of time which ones are going to give you the best bang for your buck and are the ones that other families have gotten great financial aid in a situation like yours. So when we apply to those schools, even one school might have five or six or seven different deadlines that you need to hit in order to get that financial aid. So keeping track of deadlines and not missing any deadlines is a huge part of the process. If you can get that part right, then you have to figure out what you have to do for each of those deadlines and what goes on the certain forms, what doesn't go on the certain forms. And that's where there's a lot of confusion in the financial aid space. So I'll give you an example. One of the questions on the financial aid forms asked for the total net worth of your investments, right? So if you have your listeners, they can imagine what the total net worth of their investments is. But what it doesn't say specifically in the question is you're not supposed to include any retirement assets. So for most people, that's a dramatically different number than what the question actually asked. So that's a very common mistake, is those retirement assets we think of as investments because they are investments, but they're not supposed to be reported on things like the FAFSA form. So when we go through that process, knowing those little intricacies and becoming the experts in the form. So if you're going to become the expert in three areas to get the best college experience and the best financial aid, number one is going to be what college you choose. Because most of the financial aid you're going to get is going to come from the college. Number two is going to be how the system works to get more financial aid and how you can leverage your family's situation, both the parents and the student, both financial and academic, to get more financial aid. And then number three is how to develop that plan of how the bill is going to get paid for, because most families in the United States aren't going to get 100% free college, right? There's going to be a bill. We hope it's 10 or 20,000 instead of 80 or 90,000, but we absolutely have families that choose that 80 or $90,000 university, even though they have another option that's only 30,000. They think it's a better cultural fit. That might not be the best cost fit. But they want to figure out how to pay that for their family. And that's where our expertise comes in, is both identifying the college, knowing the financial aid system, but more than anything, having that clear plan of how college is going to get paid for.
Thank you. How does it work, for example, for people that want to take your help? Do you take like a percentage out of the savings they would get, or do you have more like a flat fee to help these kind of parents that want their children to go to universities that cost, tens of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, so for most families who take advantage, we don't charge anything and we don't recommend them for our services. We are very selective on who we sign on. So only about two or three out of every 10 families who come in for an assessment even have the opportunity to work with us. For those that do, we're looking for a large multiple that we know we're going to have a major impact on that family. So our services range right now anywhere between $3,000 and $8,000 per student per family, depending on how much help that family wants or needs. So we are able to custom tailor those to families that do want admission support. So we have a full counseling team. We're not just financial planners. We are an ensemble practice that we have certified counselors through the Independent Education Counselor Association that work directly for our team, salaried employees, that are here to help the students find the right path, help them with their applications, help them with their essays, help them develop their college list, help them with their ACTs and SATs. We have full prep courses. So all of that college administrative process and making sure the students are doing the right things at the right time are things that we're doing along with those students. But then we also work on the financial side, working with the parents of how can we change the financial aid formulas for that family, see if we can achieve more need-based financial aid. And the college side, we're looking for more merit-based financial aid. And then that all comes together to be, here's your college plan of here's the right academic fit and the right social fit and the right cost.
Thank you. So for those families that you help, do you offer a guaranteed result for them to definitely get a lower fee than if they were to do this entire process by themselves?
Yeah, so every single family we've had come through the program, I don't think we have any that average less than about $7,000 average financial aid at the universities they choose. We don't offer a guarantee that they're going to get financial aid. And the biggest reason why is they might not end up attending the school that they got great financial aid at, right? So I also recognize that we do awesome work and we do guarantee our services that we're going to do everything we said to do at a very high level, at a professional level. Anytime the client reaches out and says, hey, can you help us with this? We're going to make sure it's done and it's on time and everything's done correctly. We can't guarantee the results because that's up to the school, that's up to the family, and that's up to their decisions. And while I have kids and I kind of understand, we're working with teenagers who are making decisions of where they want to go to college. And sometimes parents are thinking more like a parent, not a CFO, right? So we'll do absolutely crazy things for our kids that we would never do ourselves, including going into debt and spending our retirement money and all sorts of stuff that we would never do for something for ourselves. But we'll do that kind of stuff for our kids because we love them and we care for them. So from a humanity perspective, that's probably a good thing. From a financial planning perspective, we want to be a little more strategic about it. And that's why when we work with those teenagers, there's going to be we just had a student who went to UCLA. It's going to be $85,000 a year because they're out of state. And that's the kind of price tag some families are looking at. They had offers that were, in the 30,000, the 40,000, in the 70,000 range, and they turned all of those down to go to the one that's $85,000 a year. So that's one of the reasons UCLA does very well with financial aid for some families. For this particular family, we knew that they weren't going to, but they believe that it is that good of a social fit, that it's that good of an academic fit, that that's where they want their student to go, even though it's not the cheapest school, but the cost fit does fit the family. So we had to figure out that financial plan of how we're going to pay for it.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. Tell us where entrepreneurs and parents and students can connect with you so they can discover how to study at university or college without bankrupting themselves.
Yeah, so they can just search Google for Bridgewise, Bridgewise College Planning, or they can go to bridgewisecp.com. On there, they can get a wealth of information, a wealth of free tips and things like that about the college process. We always have a free college assessment available on there. So click the link. It's right on the near the top of the first page, and they'll be able to click through and schedule right onto our schedule to see if that's something. If they're doing everything right, see if they're well, we'll calculate their student aid index. We'll see what college financial aid would look at a couple of universities they choose. We're going to deliver a tremendous amount of value for those who choose to come in for that free college assessment.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.